Go. Say it. Say it.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Mean it. Say it again.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
No, not sexy, like real.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Nailed it.
Check.
How we doing? I started it anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we got to get into it.
You always trick me, dude.
You got a sexy Valentine's Day date to
I do.
Go on,
take
even
her to,
though this is a week later.
Take her to Del Taco.
Take her out for a three for a buck.
Yeah. No, that's on Tuesday.
You want me to give you old three for a dollar? I gave her the old three for a dollar. I gave her the triple hard shell for a buck. I'll give you a hard shell.
Oh, God.
I'll give you a hard shell taco.
Oh, man. What's going on, dude?
Nothing. I went to the dentist.
Yeah.
Been 5 years.
5 years?
5 years.
How many cavities?
None.
No cavities?
Zero. But he pulled off some tartar. He was a little bit like, honestly, I was expecting to see more tartar. But there was like one. He pulled off one, but it's hard.
Hmm. Get those scrapey things out.
Oh, yeah. He was all in there. Classic dentist bit that everybody's had. Like, all of a sudden, that's when they want to talk to you when they got a bunch of shit in your mouth.
The old Bill Cosby bit.
Yeah.
My bottom lip is on the floor.
Before the, you know, well, during what was happening.
Yeah.
Doesn't take away. It was a funny bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, went there, got my shit dug around in.
Did he forcefully floss you?
Yeah, I flossed before I went there. I did that thing like, I want to be nice for the dentist.
Yeah.
I want to look nice for the dentist.
I do that.
Like you're going to wipe, like I'm going to wipe off 5 years.
In 2 days.
But I've been better.
Yeah.
You know, here's a secret. I would never brush my teeth at night.
Really?
I would never.
When? As an adult?
For my whole life.
Why?
I just thought you brush your teeth in the morning.
Just one.
I wasn't raised right.
just one shot in the morning and then you're good for.
That's it.
Huh.
I want to fall asleep with good flavors in my mouth.
Answer me this honestly.
Because I would eat at the end of the night, and I'm like, oh, that was good pizza. Let me lay with that memory.
I didn't mean to gloss over that. That was funny.
It's gross.
I'm Kyle, and I want to go to sleep with good flavors in my mouth.
That's why when I eat, if I eat food, I always eat my favorite thing last, so that's the last flavor in my mouth.
It's so stupid.
Why? It's better. You got like, say you got a plate. You're getting a plate of food, and you're going to eat the whole plate. Say you're visiting someone's house. You're going to be nice. What do you eat first? The stuff that you like or the stuff you like least?
Oh, I dive right into the good stuff. Because what if I die in the middle of the meal?
That's a likely cause for you, Dave.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for your game plan, that plan is appropriate to your life.
Yeah, that's why.
You're going to die eating.
That is seriously the basis of my eating habits. Is like, what if I die tomorrow? I'm going to wish I had that cheeseburger today.
I can't believe you're not eating right now. Then why are you on a diet? Why are you on a diet to live longer if you're just going to die eating anyway? You may as well eat what you want.
I mean, my default sensibility when I'm not on a diet is just...
My thing is like, well, I'm still going to be alive after this meal, and what am I going to want to remember? The last thing I ate. That's why dessert's sweet. That's why you end food with a sweet treat. I'm like, boy, regardless of what I was supposed to eat for protein and nutrients, at least this little treat at the end.
That's true.
I don't know if it is, but it sounds like that's why they would give you a dessert. Listen, here's some mutton filled with maggots. Anyway, have a scoop of ice cream. Forget all about that horse meat you had to eat.
Oh, my God. Answer this honestly. How often do you floss?
Like once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I stepped up my game after. Rachel's got perfect chompers.
Really? She's got
no
good teeth?
No braces. Perfect chompers. I'm like, uh-oh, I can't be slagging off in a... In this department.
Did the dentist address any concerns about trouble areas? How are your gums?
The gums are starting to go.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's preventive. We've got to get in there.
Starting now, to go meaning what?
They're starting to recede.
Recede too much?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Starting like floodwaters are starting to recede.
You ever see the opposite? You ever see somebody's got too much gum?
I've seen that. I wonder what that is. Hyperactive ginger.
Yeah. It's like, hey, take it easy.
Yeah.
Back off.
Yeah, hyperactive. Yeah, it's going to take you. It's just going to engulf.
Yeah.
It's like your body's eating your bones.
Although I will admit, I was talking about this the other day with a friend. You know what rich trait in a woman I like a woman
all gums
with a nice big set of teeth. I like a big toothy gal. You know what I mean? Where like they got a little too much teeth going on. Like they got a big mouthful.
Too much teeth?
Well, as far as aesthetics.
You want a real... As far as aesthetics.
Yeah, I like a toothy gal.
Yeah, look like a... Smile look like the front of a Cadillac.
Yeah. I mean, not like, you know, Mr. Ed style, but just, you know, we're like, oh, man, look at them.
Not like that big Coney Island smiley face carnival guy. All right. Well, you heard it here. Dave likes a gal with a big set of teeth.
I do. It's the little things, you know?
That's not little. It's a big mouthful of chiclets. You like that thing?
I do.
All right. Well, no, that's all right. Everybody's got their...
I like a toothy gal.
Yeah. All right. Toothy gals for Dave.
Mm-hmm.
I can go either way. I just, you know, I just like it if they're all there. I like if the teeth are all there. That's nice.
That's true. I'm working on not to...
I'd love a gold tooth. I think that would be cool.
Not to do bits, but... I'm working on a...
We don't have a lot for the subject. A do a bit.
I don't have all my teeth anymore. I had a tooth pull. This one right here.
Really?
Can you see it?
Oh, yeah. Look at that guy back
there. Had a tooth pull, and... That was a couple of years ago, but it like that's always, especially in the South, that's always kind of been the standard of like intelligence. Like, oh, Dave got a new girlfriend. She got all her teeth.
I was just going to say, did somebody doubt your Southern credibility? And you're like, oh, yeah, well, watch this. Came back a day later with one less tooth.
No, but like that's something like, you know, and it's probably universal, but like just making fun of people who don't have all their teeth. I'm now in that club. I don't have all my teeth.
What was wrong with it?
I needed a root canal. They said $1,900. I didn't have insurance back then or now. But $1,900 for a root canal. And I was like, well, how much to pull it? And they're like, $180. And I paid them $180 cash. This is in a double-wide trailer in Dahlonega, Georgia.
Was this the same place that was going to charge you $1,800 for the root canal in the same trailer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah, it was in a double wide trailer, little wiry guy.
Do tattoos there?
I think so.
It's the same pneumatic air compressor they need for the dentist drill they could use for the gun, same setup.
But this dentist, he was a little wiry guy. He was about 60 years old, balding, probably literally weighed like 110 pounds. You know, some of those like grown men that still have like the physique of a little boy.
Like a crappy chicken wing.
Yeah, no fat, no nothing. Just
like a Body Worlds exhibit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was about a 15-minute process once he started in on the actual pliers.
Yeah.
So he would like – he was using all his leverage. Like he would put those pliers – he'd almost have me in like a headlock and then he'd like – use all his body weight, and he'd like do that for a couple minutes. Then he'd stop and literally like wring his hands out. He's sweating.
Novocaine?
Not much.
Okay. Local.
Yeah. And then he'd reposition and like torquing it. And I'm just like,
Jesus Christ.
Just back and forth for
That's
about
why
15
just
minutes.
Breaking to get it out of there.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, it was rough.
God damn.
Mm-hmm. And then I asked him to keep the tooth. I kept the tooth.
Oh, you got to keep the tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those things like...
Yeah, the big roots. Oh yeah, then you see what... I told you about when I put my neighbor at the old place wanted me to help him pull his tooth.
Oh, yeah. How did that work out? I remember the story, but I can't remember the conclusion.
The listeners, I had a guy. He had some miles on him.
This was your... Okay, this is...
This is back when I was in the annex.
Uh-huh, but it's not the most recent neighbor in the annex. It was the guy before him.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Was Todd.
Todd, I remember Todd.
Todd went AWOL.
So how did he pose that question?
Todd was my neighbor's boyfriend. And I forget. I was leaving the house one day. I was like, hey, man, I'm going to be gone. I'm expecting a package. Could you look for it? He's like, all right, but you got to do me a favor. I'm like, all right, what? He's like... I want to pull his tooth out today. And I was like hungover. I'm like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I have to say yes. He's like, you want to help me pull his tooth out? I'm like, all right, man, I'll be back in an hour. So I came back.
By the way, I love your willingness to go in on stuff like that.
I mean, it's Todd. I knew Todd. It's not like a stranger asked me. It's Todd. I know Todd.
Still.
Yeah, I mean, that's a weird request. Even if I asked you to help me pull a tooth, that'd be a strange request. Mm-hmm. We've known each other for years.
Yeah.
And also, I know you know nothing of dentistry. even outside where you got to outsource these kind of things because of insurance, you'd go to somebody and be like, hey, your dad was a dentist. Hey, you look like you take care of your teeth, or you look strong and you could do the job. And so I got back and we just started drinking. It was real, real Wild West style. Just started drinking shots of whiskey. He was doing it for the pain. I was doing it because I was like, I can't believe I'm going to pull somebody's tooth. And he was just showing me. He's like, it's dead. It doesn't hurt. Don't worry about it. And he was wiggling in his mouth. And so, man, we tried every – the first, like, we tried to tie floss around it. And I'm like, I don't want to do it, but I kept trying to conceptualize ideas. Like, let me come up with ways. I kept coming up with all these Wile E. Coyote traps. Like, all right, we'll take a 20-pound dumbbell and we'll tie the string to that. And then we'll tie it to your tooth. And then you drop the dumbbell off the side of the porch, and maybe that'll do it. And even that, like that, like the string would just slide. And we were both like, and he dropped it, and it didn't do it. It just, the string would slide off. And then as we got more drunk, and then I was just holding the string, trying to pull on it, except I wasn't getting good leverage. And then eventually, you know how like my landlord had that workshop under the house, mm-hmm. and the crawl space? We just got some vice grips out of there, and we were pretty drunk by that point. And I was just in there with vice grips trying to get it out. And I, for a dead tooth, that fucker held on, man.
Wow.
And yeah, never got it out. So we just got drunk, finally gave up.
Is that what that is?
I, like, after a while, like at first I was grossed out. Then I was like, ah, now it's a chin. Then at the end I was like sad. I'm like, come on, man, I can get a tooth out. But like as you experience, it's a
son of a bitch.
It's a worthy foe.
Is that what a dead tooth is? You ever see somebody where like not the whole tooth is black, but like they have like a portion or a sliver of like – it's almost like they got a sunflower seed shell stuck in their mouth?
Yeah, I think it's like maybe the tooth had cracked and so the part that cracked isn't connected and getting the blood or what it would need. I don't know. That's my history of dental work.
Got to take care of your teeth.
Otherwise, it's been on point.
Yeah.
My shit, like, for as much as I ignore about my body, I went for a long time. My first trip to the dentist, I think I skipped about 11 years or something. I think I had one cavity.
Use mouthwash?
Very rarely. I use some today to freshen up.
I don't understand why people wouldn't use mouthwash. I use it every time.
Oh, really? Why, after every brush?
Yeah. Why not be as fresh as you can?
That was Dave Stone. That was Piss Jugs Jimmy saying with full sincerity, why not be as fresh as you can?
It's my same theory with the butt wipes.
I use the butt wipes when I get like a sense of like freshening up. You should never travel without like, yeah, the Charmin wipes.
Yeah.
Best thing to have in your carry-on luggage.
Yeah.
If you're getting stuck on a layover or something, That will elevate, I think I've talked about camping or any situation, that will elevate your mood so much. If you're just feeling grimy, long day of travel, but you know you like polished up that ass, that'll boost your mood. Nobody wants to sit around with an itchy ass.
Mm.
That's not feeling. I'll stink. I'll do that. I'll have bad breath. But when my ass is itchy, I feel like a real, like, ugh, I'm gross.
I was at a friend's house the other day taking care of some business.
Yeah.
And
is that here?
No. He got an aftermarket bidet.
Oh, the hot rod ones you got to rig up on top of your bowl?
Yeah. Like, well, point being, I've used his bathroom many times, and out of nowhere, now there's a bidet in there.
Who was it? It's not embarrassing.
Yeah, Ryan, old singer.
Oh, yeah?
Used to live with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no bidet. And then the other day, bidet. And I was like,
every day, bidet.
It's like money well spent, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, we've looked into them around here. That, and you use that, and it's like, goddamn.
Change your life.
Yeah.
At first, I didn't understand the engineering of it, though. I didn't understand where the water was coming from.
Yeah, a little wand comes out.
I thought it was coming up from the toilet. From the water I just contaminated.
That's what I always thought too. I'm like, wait, so it's a toilet at the same time and it's going to shoot toilet water up your ass?
Yeah, and I was like, no thanks.
And I realized it's like, yeah, no, you have two separate bowls. Like traditionally there are two separate ones.
Uh-huh.
And that's great. Did I tell that story on here about the first time I used that? My buddy was staying at a fancy hotel in Vegas, and they kept it was like the Wynn Casino or something. He was there as late. I was coming back from like being on the road and passing through Vegas at the same time. He's like, dude, you got to come here. We got the dumbest room. Because I got one room, and it had like fingernail clippings in it. And he's like, hey, you know, I know I'm not like top tier here or anything, but I don't want fingernail clippings. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Let me upgrade you. And then they upgrade him to another room, and he walked in there, and he just called somebody else. He's like, listen, I'm not trying to scam you, but just come in here. And he just tells the lady, like, go into that room and just tell me your impressions. I guess it smelled so bad. And she came out. She's like, that's unacceptable. And then he's like, then we got somebody in a gold blazer. And then we got upgraded to like the rooms with like the remote control curtains and everything.
Wow.
And I had a bathroom with a fancy bidet.
Nice.
And I'd been on the road for a month. That's when I was sleeping in the truck.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you got to try a bidet. I'm like, what's it like? And all I go is like, all I can tell you, I can't stop giggling. He's like, go in there and try it. And as soon as I turned it on, I was like, whoo! And it was the same. And I just hear him. He's like, I told you.
Did it have the thing where you control, like a throttle?
Oh, yeah.
Crank that sucker up.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
10.
Raise me off the seat.
Yeah, yeah. Give me a challenge. Make me rodeo that shit.
Oh, man.
I used the phrase rodeo shit with you before, where it's so big you just grab the front of the bowl and like, let,
hang on.
Have one hand holding your hat in the air.
Oh, what a picture. Oh, God. Woo!
Yeah. Just trying.
8 seconds, boys.
I wish it was only 8 seconds. That's the problem with it. You wish it only lasted 8 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good. They're starting the lawn work now that we can record.
If I ever get my own plumbing, I'm going to get a bidet.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I feel like that rubber band's going to snap back pretty hard once you get your own place.
I don't know what that means, but it's funny.
You've been living in the van that when you do get your own place, it's going to be the fanciest shit in the world.
Oh, man.
Love any of you in a studio apartment, but still with a bidet, so everybody, you just have to hear them experiencing it. Like, there's still no pride.
Yeah.
What the?
Oh, my God.
They're worth it, though. Try a. What are they? In my house? Lawn care? I bet nobody can hear it.
Mm.
Try a bidet today.
Saw a dead body the other day.
What?
Yeah. Right over here, right near your house.
Wait, that shooting?
No, this is about a week ago. And
there's a shooting right around the corner.
It was the median, the in-between where the 101 comes on to Sunset.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I guess if you're going 101 south, mm-hmm. and you exit at Sunset and it does a little wraparound.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, inside the wraparound, that median area, dead body.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like cops were there?
Mm-hmm. But like hadn't covered it up yet.
Oh, no kidding. Homeless person?
Probably. Yeah, I could see that it was a body, but I couldn't see it.
I was driving and I was on the phone with my mom once and I remember I'm like, the dead homeless person. And she's like, how do you know? Maybe he's sleeping. I'm like, they don't put police tape around somebody taking a nap. this guy looks so peaceful. Let's let him have this. Oh, I did see that in Atlantic City when I was working there, walking through a casino. The most fucking ridiculous. Like, guy put police tape, not police tape, but there was like construction going on in the casino, and the guy just had it around a few slot machines, was taking a nap in the middle of it.
That's pretty funny.
Made his own little area. Although, the ability to take a nap in a casino.
Ugh. It's an old dumb dad joke of mine. Whenever traveling, you see a dead deer on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. It's an odd place to take a nap. Usually gets a laugh with my passenger.
That was an old. Who was the old? It was an old. I think it was maybe Tim Walco. Old road guy. We were doing old road guy jokes.
Uh huh.
He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, they say most accidents happen with a mile of your home. In the middle of nowhere, I had a deer. I was nowhere near my home. Then I realized the deer probably lived less than a mile away.
That's also an old James Gregory joke.
Yeah, I mean, I think those guys.
My brother-in-law is so stupid. He heard that most accidents occur within a mile of your home. That dumbass moved. Get him, James.
Just regional road guys. Well, let's get to conspiracies. I wanted to talk about what is in China. They use WeChat there.
I think I
mentioned it last time. It's like a social app.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you, you could message through it, and they pay everything for it. Like if you're at a restaurant, all your money, it's just connected to your bank account, and you just scan a QR code.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody has any paper money. It's like if Facebook also had a if Facebook Messenger also had like a pay, you pay your bills on it.
Yeah.
Like Facebook Messenger and Venmo were combined.
Wow.
But one of the guys there was telling me, he's like, they're going to – did you see the Black Mirror where it's about they rank people on social scores?
I haven't seen any of those yet.
Really?
Have not seen –
I wouldn't think they'd be up
any
your
episode of Black Mirror.
Oh, they'd be up – I mean, they vary in quality, but overall, pretty good.
I got to pick and choose my entertainment. I don't have, you know, my own stuff. So,
do you have a Netflix password?
I don't have Wi-Fi.
Oh, true, true.
Yeah, unless I'm parked in McDonald's parking lot.
Okay, all right. Well, next time you find yourself
camping
near a Wi-Fi signal, post up.
It's good.
You should definitely check it out. But they have one where it's, you know, like social media where you can rank people by stars. But then if you do something that's unsavory, your rating goes down, and then people won't be out with you. And then the less people hang out with you, they'll rank you even poorer, and then you're ostracized by society.
Interesting.
And he was saying, like,
kind of like a, being a Lyft driver.
Very much so, but just as a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like a human being.
If your ranking goes so low in a Lyft driver, they suspend you for like a month.
Yeah. And this is, it's like that, but just in society.
Uh-huh.
And it's, well, what deems five-star behavior, you know?
Yeah.
And so he was saying, like, through this WeChat thing, which you, there was, he's like, say, like, also, I don't want to say too much stuff about China because they're monitoring everything.
Uh-huh.
Because it's still all tied in. You know, they're monitoring it. Yeah. So they're already monitoring it. And then he's saying that they are going to, like, I don't know if it was a theory or if he knew it for a fact, they're going to implement some sort of social scoring. Like, if you're late on your bills, your social score goes down. And that could lead to other people not wanting to associate with, like, It was some straight up Black Mirror shit. I found that very interesting. From I mean, if you want to get paranoid, conspiratorial, it's creepy. But also on the other side, I was making a joke, but it's just convenient for everybody. I'm sitting there like fumbling with cash, and the guy, oh, I got to go to an ATM. And this is like, no, everything, every meal, every restaurant, every single place took WeChat. You didn't pay for a car, you know, it's WeChat. Okay, here, scan it. Here, scan it, scan it.
So they have WeChat, but no Google.
No.
That's weird.
Yeah. Google, all this other kind of Yahoo, but no Google. And then, but that's like, so, okay, it's monitored by the government and everybody, it's, and one of those things too, get everybody on the same system, get them dependent on the same system that you, I don't know if they control, I don't think it's a government app, but they definitely, it's China. If they want it, they'll have their hand in it.
Yeah.
And then make them relying on it and then flip the switch on them.
Mm.
That's why I was joking. I was like, hey, no, everybody uses WeChat. Hey, some people love prison. You know, they like the organization. I eat at five every day.
Yeah.
That's, I watched on the plane, I watched all the movies instead of sleeping.
Uh huh.
The two Kingsman movies. You ever heard of those?
I've heard of them. I haven't seen them.
Good movies.
Really?
Kind of like, it's like a high tech spy James Bond thing.
Those big action movies bore the shit out of me.
But the theories in them, uh-huh. I'm going to watch them. I can watch an action movie. Maybe I'll nod off. But the villains in both of them, both, like, there was a socially conscious thing where you kind of agree with the villains,
uh-huh.
which I thought was an interesting angle. Like, the first one, Samuel Jackson is like this tech entrepreneur, and he wants to give everybody should have access to free cell phones and the internet.
Is he angry all the time?
No. He's like a charming, fun guy. He's got a lisp.
Okay.
It was a choice he made to have a lisp. So he's Sam Jackson, but with a lisp. And so in that film, he's, you know, a tech guy. He's like, everybody should have access to the internet, which, should be true. But with net neutrality, it's like, oh, that's a thing that people would agree with. And he's like, I'm going to give free cell phones to everybody. Everybody gets a free cell phone. And he's this tech billionaire. And everybody's clamors. But now they're all in the same system. And he's using that to basically, they're going to be, I forget. They're going to poison or something. But it's a population control thing.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
So everybody in the know has places to be at.
Uh-huh.
You know, like bunkers or to get out of major cities. And then he activates it because everybody should have free cell phones. But then he's like, the only way to move forward as a society is to get rid of the excess baggage. So he's collecting the smartest people and the brightest people. Well, he's like, I know it's like morally
thin the herd.
This is questionable. But the same type of stuff we're talking about. And he's doing that but he's a villain for doing that because obviously they're still making, you know, empathetic characters and the people that are going to perish.
Yeah.
Even though ideally, like, you know, so something like that, which is already happening in a place that limited you to one kid, like China.
Yeah.
And then they're modern. And then the second one was about how there's a war, like, what's her name? Red-haired lady from Boogie Nights.
Julianne Moore?
Yeah.
Julianne
Moore?
She's
the villain. Yeah. She's the villain. And she's just a big drug dealer. And she winds up, like, her argument is, like, the war on drugs is pointless.
Uh-huh.
And so she basically, like, I forget what this one was. It was a little more convoluted. But so she basically, like, everybody uses drugs. And she poisons the drugs where they're infected with a disease that over a certain amount of time they're going to die.
Okay.
And she's like, I have the antidote, but if you don't give me millions of dollars, immunity to sell drugs. She's like, I'm a drug dealer. Why can tobacco companies, why can alcohol companies exist and I can't be legit? So her thing was like, I want to be legitimized. I want immunity. And also to have a monopoly on the drug trade because your war is fit. And so, like, they're going to the president in that film, like, the president, like, so give me the antidote. And the president's like, in that mind, is a very right-wing president. He's like, no, this is great. All the drug users are going to die. That's what we want. But then you realize that's everyone. And it's like his top senior advisor who all of a sudden is infected with the thing. And she's going, well, yeah, everybody uses marijuana. It's not – because it's like marijuana down. It's all the drugs. And showing that, like, listen, a lot of people use this stuff that are very successful, responsible people. And how can you have a war on drugs? It's stupid. Anyway, good movies for action.
Okay.
If you like gadgety action movies.
Uh-huh.
And good movies for, like, oh, wow. It's not just a villain that was, like, scorned. It's like, hey, the villain's kind of had points.
Huh.
Kind of like weird things you sort of agreed with. Like, okay, yeah, I get it, actually.
Going back to the topic of the money.
Sorry, I rambled for about
that's
those
right.
things there.
That's
what I think they're going to do with that WeChat in China. It's like they're already making everybody dependent.
Uh-huh.
It's so weird. That's why I log in with Facebook all the time. Would you like to log in with Facebook? Fuck no.
Yeah.
Fuck no. Facebook does not need to know all my moves.
Yeah.
Everything already knows. Rachel was saying, she's talking to somebody at work, that if you put your phone, we're talking about other phones, listen, you put your phone, put your TV on a Spanish channel, and you put your phone by it for the whole day, all the ads will start showing up in Spanish on your phone.
Wow. Speaking of currency, I had this happen about a week ago. Have you ever been to a place in America where you couldn't use cash? Went to a restaurant, pulled out a $10 bill, and they said, oh, no cash.
Really?
It was Too Cool for School, Eddie Wang's Bauhaus.
Oh,
Eddie Wong.
Next to
next to Hal and Ray's. And it's good. I had a pork belly bao. And zero cash. They won't let you pay for with cash.
I understand the simplicity of it. Like when you don't have to deal with something that needs to be physically transported.
Uh-huh.
And also, I guess it's better for, you know, theft. Well, no, that's not true. You could still ring things up extra. I knew a girl who had a hustle in high school at McDonald's that was always charging people. Like,
oh yeah,
you know, she was making bank. She was like, just had a whole hustle through that drive-through, and she was fun. Like, she's like the first like super hip hop white girl I knew.
Uh-huh.
Just a big girl who's just funny and sassy and badass, and also just had this like, yeah, I work at McDonald's. I'm making bank, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, good for you.
Loving it.
Good for you, man.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, I think it's – that's the future. Paper money will go away.
It just still – it seems like it should almost be – I don't want to say illegal, but like, hey, I have – this is U.S. currency. No? No good?
Yeah. I mean, it's a – well, that's the thing. Whether you have to accept all legal tender, like that's why people pay their fines and all quarters or something, just to be an asshole.
Yeah.
But then you want to like, yeah, you still have to drag all those quarters.
Yeah.
Like, it's also a burden to you.
Also, real quick, I want to touch on this topic. Going back to the you don't log in through Facebook.
Yeah.
This is something that needs to be kind of addressed on a universal level as far as like social media. Mm-hmm. Don't be – I don't like this. I don't – let's say me and you. You and I – it is very common.
Just be yourself, Dave.
Let's say you and I go to a LA Rams game. Mm-hmm. I don't like it when you are like, hey, I'm at the LA Rams game with Dave Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Because what if I lied to somebody today? Like, don't – I'll control who knows where I'm at. It's not your job.
100% agree.
I hate that. Had to have a talk with the lady about that.
I don't like the check in when like you've checked in at this location.
Who gives a shit? Don't worry about what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm not one to hide stuff. That's the whole argument of like if you've got nothing to hide, why do you care if people monitor you? Because I just want to do my thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't make me guilty because I don't want people monitoring me.
Yeah, I don't want to be judged or people knowing about my – I want to do things that I do. And if I want someone else to know about it, I will convey that information to them.
Yeah.
It's all just about controlling your own life and what you want out there.
Yeah.
Was she doing the check-in where like on Facebook it'll just –
I don't
check
know if
you went at the location because then that's gonna add to advertisements from that place.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't know if she checked in, but she and I can't remember the specific example. We were somewhere, and she's big. She's big on all that, and you know, hey, do your thing.
Yeah,
but
if I'm taking a picture with you at the place, and you want to put my name on it? Okay.
Yeah, because then there's a second layer of evidence that
I'm agreeing to take a picture at the place.
Exactly. Yeah. But this wasn't even that. It was just I'm with Dave Stone at blank, blank, blank. Yeah. And I was very nice, but I said, hey, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
But just – I just feel like you should let somebody know. Like, hey, do you mind if I tag you in this? And then if I'd be like, well, actually don't because I told my boss I was sick, you know.
Yeah.
Something like that. But like just without permission, just I'm with this person. Well, maybe I didn't want everybody to know I was at this place tonight.
Yeah, the civilian, unintentional civilian surveillance that we've all agreed to.
Yeah, yeah. Not a fan.
Me neither.
Not a fan. So anyway, there's that.
I agree. That was a good one. We'll talk about that. That's a whole rambling in and of itself.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that's like that WeChat thing. Then if you have to make all your purchases through it, they can track you throughout the day. It's turning to like, you know, like, oh, we know you were here. We know you were in the vicinity of this place.
Yeah.
A crime happened here. And we can prove you were close by there, which if you're not hiding anything, but why even be put in that situation if you were innocent in the first place?
Yeah. I wonder how much easier social media has made police detectives' jobs. You know, it's definitely easier to track somebody's whereabouts now.
Yeah.
And it was 10, 15 years ago. I've heard about
people being kidnapped and you and using that to like go on their phone real quick and be like, my location's here. Use that. Well, that was what – wasn't that with the San Bernardino terrorist shooting that Apple wasn't going to give up the information – like wasn't going to give up the info on their phones?
Yeah.
And everybody was mad at them. But it's like you're not – the. In that case, it was bad, but you're looking at the big picture of like allowing their law or allowing that access is then that's a slippery slope into them just wanting your information for anything.
Yeah.
So I'm on the fence about that. I'm like, okay, this is clearly a terrorist that shot a bunch of people. Fuck your rights.
Yeah.
You don't have rights anymore. You shot a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So like – but if it's just,
but then it's in Apple's hands to be like,
yeah. But if it's just the fact that we have a warrant to seek information on this, regardless of the crime,
yeah.
Then that's I can see where Apple's like, no, we've like is Apple kind of like almost not like a, what's the confidentiality like you have with a doctor or you know, doctor or a lawyer or with the iCloud,
yeah,
with the robot,
yeah.
What about when robots – what about when the cloud realizes – what about when the cloud starts blackmailing people?
Ooh. Ooh, that's a whole can of worms.
What if the – yeah, what – but that would mean artificial intelligence would have to – otherwise it's just hacking. It's just hacking some new stuff. But the concept of the cloud, full disclosure on the cloud –
like
all things
threatening released. To reveal some of your saved pictures and
all things will be released.
Ooh.
Under a Google search for someone's name.
Yeah, think of all the search. All the pictures of chicken sandwiches that are going to come out of my computer. Man.
You are going to PETA's going to kill you.
My God, all the crazy Bigfoot pictures.
Yeah, I think you're safe. Speaking of which,
this is a topic I've been wanting to do for, I guess, ever since we started this podcast. It's always been one of my favorite, but it easily gets lumped into the umbrella of the Sasquatch. But just the concept of bipedal primates in other areas of the world, and maybe other models of bipedal primates, such as the Florida skunk ape.
Other incarnations.
Goes by a swamp ape, skunk ape, not just in Florida, but primarily in the Everglades of Florida, and around the swamps of Louisiana, Mississippi, down that whole Gulf area. Bigfoot's little cousin hanging down. He's retired to Florida.
Why is it so appropriate that their website is skunkape.biz?
.biz.
When the suffix is .biz, I'm always like, no.
We're legit, dude.
No.
No, we're handling official business.
I wanna see,
with a Z.
I want to see who's skunkape.com. Who got skunkape.com?
Oh, God.
Like a nobody. They wouldn't even cough up for .com.
I'm so clogged.
Oh, yeah, you're on a NyQuil.
Oh, man, I took some NyQuil last night, and I am just hung over.
Wipe down that mic when you're done. I don't need what you have. Hunt the skunk. All right, so this is a...
And I wanted to show you some videos.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go over those in a minute. But let me just set it up. For those who don't know, yeah, most people probably understand, but Florida skunk ape, basically, the best way to describe it, it's a offshoot of Sasquatch. And there's similar versions all over the world. In North America, obviously, we call it Sasquatch or Bigfoot.
It's a Bigfoot that likes Jimmy Buffett.
In Russia, they have the Almaste. Mm. In Australia, you have the Yowie. What was I looking up the other day? The Orin Pendek is down in Indonesia. Orin Pendek. It's a smaller version.
It's a hardy one.
Down in Indonesia. But in Florida and Louisiana and Mississippi, around, like I said, in the Gulf, there's been a lot of spottings of this thing people call the Florida skunk ape. And it's a bipedal primate.
Salt life squatch.
Those stickers. Okay. Yeah. Salt life. Good for you. Whatever.
Oh, you like the beach. Bold statement.
Holy shit.
Look at this rebel.
Every time I see those, I'm just like, all right.
Yeah. That's
like, salt life.
I saw somebody
Shut
make
up.
A tweet about it, but I had put something up too, like this. So like you see like a Beatles bumper sticker. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You might want to take that off. I don't want you getting pulled over by the cops every day.
Do you like stuff? But yeah, the skunk ape, and it's a bipedal.
Two-peds.
Is it a primate? Is it half human? That's kind of the whole question with Sasquatch in general is what the hell is it? But regardless of scientifically what it is, some people have seen a 6 to 7 foot hair-covered beast on two legs, much like a Sasquatch or a Bigfoot, but a little more slight, not quite as tall, not quite as bulky. And it just lurks around in the swamps, hence the name skunk ape, because it stinks. It gets all the sulfur smelly, just wet dog, because it just essentially just lives in the swamps. Okay. And got a couple videos I want you to see here.
All right.
And
tell the people
where
they can see.
All right, go to YouTube right now and type in. I think I saw a skunk ape. All right, that's the one that we're going to look at here. It's 2 minutes and 16 seconds long. And you want to just go ahead and watch this in real time together or what?
I'm watching it.
All right, you watching it right now? Where are you at on time? I'll jump ahead.
I just started it. I'm muted, though.
All right, yeah, mine's muted, too.
All right, it's a guy. What's the date on this?
Uploaded by Josh Highcliffe, October 28th, 2013. Got 272,000 views. And this is apparently in Lettuce Lake, Florida, near Tampa.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No. This one here. I'm sorry.
This guy's sitting out here.
This is the one in Mississippi. I'm sorry. All right.
Mississippi.
This one's in Mississippi.
Here's where I pushed the record button by accident. So he acts. What? Why did he put? I don't understand his.
Well, he got scared and his finger hit the button.
To record it or not to record it?
I don't know.
That's why, like, what?
All right. He's probably 40 feet away, 40, 50 feet away. There's this beast squatting down in the water, ripping bark off a tree. It's got his back. He's got his back turned to him. So we're seeing the backside.
Probably looking for grubs.
Uh-huh. Larvae and grubs.
All right. Well, but,
and he's literally manhandling his tree, just ripping bark off this tree, which I think would be hard to do.
He's ape man.
For the average human. And then watch till the very end. At the very end, he stands up.
Yeah, go to about the 150 mark.
Okay. So he's ripping bark off. He's tossing. Look at that.
He stands up, but all right. You got no perspective of how tall he is.
I mean, you could kind of.
I'm not saying it's not a thing. How do you know what size it is?
Well, regardless of the size, it's still a weird hair-covered thing ripping bark off a tree. That's a pretty good video in relative to most Bigfoot videos, which even an enthusiast like myself, I'll be the first to admit that most Bigfoot videos are pretty shitty.
Yeah, with everything else that you can capture nowadays with an iPhone. I'm guessing people looking for Bigfoot, probably not iPhone users.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I got a low.
I feel like iPhone is almost like.
Not the newest version.
Well, not the newest version.
I've been dropped a few times. I think.
Who do you think? Bigfoot people are out there with their old Motorola flip phones?
Yeah, they're really. Hold on. I got my mini disc.
Now.
Go ahead.
Okay. If you're watching this video, what do they call it? Like a breakdown version of this too. There's a lot of these guys, Thinker Thunker. I'll give a shout out to Thinker Thunker. That's a I don't know the actual dude's name, but it's a YouTube channel where he takes videos like these and really dissects them, breaks them down, puts them under the microscope. And he's got one too. If you want to look on it, just type in. I mean, if you're looking at this video, it'll probably be on the right side, the suggested videos. But a closer look, I think I saw Skunk Ape. Anyway, he gets into it, and he breaks it down, and he zooms in, and he fixes the contrast and stuff. And he's pretty sure – oh, I'm sorry. It's not Thinker Thunker that thinks this. It's this other dude. No, there's another dude who does great work. Hold on.
Thinker Thunker.
Yeah, it's not Thinker Thunker. Oh, man, I wish I had this guy's name. There's another channel who does similar work to Thinker Thunker. But the other dude – believes that this is an image, and there's a baby skunk ape attached to the back of this skunk ape.
In this one?
Yep. Because he zooms in, and you can see like a weird little second head pop out over his right shoulder, stuff like that. So, oh man, it's not Thinker Thunker. Although Thinker Thunker does great work, I want to give credit to this other dude.
Spacey, so what? Debunked. There's the debunked.
Well, there's always debunked videos.
Well, yeah.
There's always. It's debunked because I said it doesn't look like. And by God, reading the comments of some of these. Like even the best video that you could possibly make. Oh, it's a guy in a suit. It's my cousin. It's a masturbating gorilla. Oh, jeez.
Well.
All right, so this is a pretty good video.
Okay. It's not a bad video. Like, I'm not like bullshit right away. But I have my theory about what's in Florida.
Oh, Bigfoot Tony. That's the guy I was thinking of.
Bigfoot Tony?
Mississippi Skunk Ape. It's Real Breakdown by Bigfoot Tony. He does some great work. He turns this 2-minute video into a 27-minute video. And he really gets in there and gets his hands dirty. And it looks like, not that this is proof of anything, but. Definitely looks like a small baby on the back of this big skunk ape. If you go to Bigfoot Tony. But anyway, so enough of that.
All right. I'm looking. Okay.
What else could it be? All right. This is in the swamp of Mississippi. This is, I don't know exactly where, but you can tell it's swampy. Like it's swampy as hell. And of course, somebody could. Put on a gorilla suit and go out into the swamp with her buddy and have him film it. But, you know, what are the odds?
Very high. my realistic theory is that, and I heard about this, was after Katrina. They're like, all right, Florida, you got Uh-huh. It's no joke. I'm not trying to take a shot at Florida. I've enjoyed several parts of Florida, but it is the punchline for a lot of things, and for good reason. And you have a lot of people with exotic pets.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Probably a lot of them illegal sometimes, you know. Maybe even legal, but uh-huh. you got, you know, a lot of roadside attraction type stuff down in Florida. I heard that when Katrina hit, all these things escaped.
Uh-huh.
And then you got vast expanses of jungle and Everglades, things that are already conducive to the original habitats yeah. of these animals.
Uh-huh.
So they're just thriving. Tropical snakes, big cats, and apes.
Orangutans.
And stuff like that. So yeah. that's where I'm going. Uh-huh. I think it's something that got on the loose from one of these roadside gator wrestling farms. And it's just hanging out.
Uh-huh.
And can get by.
Well.
That's my theory.
Speaking of Katrina, that was what, 2005? I think Katrina was
I think around there.
Well, in the year 2000.
That's why I was just looking. The sightings go before it.
Yeah. Type in Myaka skunk ape. That's M-Y-A-K-K-A. Myaka. Skunk ape. Year 2000, that first thing should pop up on YouTube is Myaka skunk ape photos. Granted, that's a 20-minute video. Or you could just go to Google and just do the images. But there's two images that were taken in the year 2000 by this lady in Florida who she kept hearing some weird stuff in her backyard, and a bunch of apples were missing. So then she started.
How do you know if apples are missing?
She keeps
from
track.
A tree?
She keeps track of her apples.
On a tree?
She's old. She got nothing else to do.
I'm short apples.
So apples kept missing, and then she saw something one night take them, but she couldn't quite figure out what it was. So the next day she intentionally put out more apples, and those apples were gone. This kept going on for several days.
An outdoor bowl of apples?
Yeah, she worked at an apple farm. Anyway, this.
Did you just say that to. Yeah, she worked at an apple farm.
Yeah, worked at an apple farm.
Sounds like a lie.
yeah. Apple farm. Don't worry about it. But yeah, there's these two photos. They're pretty damn good. The YouTube thing may not be your best option on there. Let's go to Google.
Sumatran orangutan.
And now that does look like an orangutan. Not that I'm an orangutan expert, but it looks more like an orangutan than it does, you know, a classic Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I found another one. This one's crazy. Let me see if I can find this real quick.
I think this thing totally looks like an orangutan.
But that was the year 2000. I mean, it kind of looks like an orangutan, but then there's parts of it. Well, no, it very much looks like an orangutan.
It's an orangutan.
That's scary, though. Even if it's a legit orangutan.
But imagine if you never saw an orangutan before.
That's true.
I don't think old lady apple farmer in the swamps of Florida, maybe she didn't know that orangutans existed.
Old lady apple farmer. Let me show you one more. I'm sorry for the sniffing. Just a mess.
You belch through every episode.
That's true, I guess. A little sniffing's not going to hurt anybody. All right. All right, type this into YouTube for me.
All right.
This is pretty interesting.
What you going to get?
It's wordy. Type in analysis, A-N-A-L-Y-S-I-S.
Thank you for that.
- skunk ape captured on camera. Now, this is just a straight up, if this is legit, it's the best picture we've ever had of any type of bipedal.
All right.
It's just a straight up 5 feet away headshot.
Sears portrait.
It's a skunk ape taking a bath.
Has anybody done like a straight up Sears portrait, but like in such a convincing Bigfoot costume?
Oh my God, that's like, funny.
Like blurry footage. It's like you see, it's like blurry footage of a video, and then you see it like, oh my God, like it looks real, and it's like, oh God, it's going into that shopping mall. And then the next picture is it just posing at the Sears Portrait Studio.
I feel like that might be some big Boogie Monster merch right there. You on that video?
Yeah.
All right, skip ahead to 1 minute and then just hit pause.
1 minute and.
Or 105, somewhere around
pause
1 minute.
At 1 minute. This is it?
Yeah, look at that fucking dude.
Is it moving or is it just a picture?
I think it's just a picture.
Then no.
Look at that. That does look – it looks like it was carved out of wood. It looks like a chainsaw carving.
That's a – yeah, that's a gorilla. That's a gorilla costume.
Yeah.
That's
But what if it would?
No shadow. Oh, this is why they're debunking it, because there's no shadow in front of it, where the shadow sources from everywhere else. I mean,
okay. Granted, that one's what's too good to be true.
Separation between, no, Dave.
Okay, yeah, I said that was the one that's not legit, but these others. All right, okay. Let me give you one more. Now this one's pretty good. This is my second favorite one. Type in Skunk Ape Lettuce Lake. All right, and just watch this one. This is kind of a very similar vantage point to the Mississippi Skunk Ape video. Yeah. Looks like could possibly be the same swamp. But same vantage point.
For women's shoes is in the way.
Now, this is a pretty good one.
This one, all right, you're not sure what you're seeing.
It's
something in the distance. But then this one is one where I'm like, I think it's a real thing, and I think it's an orangutan or some sort of
you think so?
Primate. That's what I think about this. It's moving like a primate. It's not yeah. This one, if it's real, I say it's a primate in the swamp.
Okay, so
that's my vote on it.
Do you, let's just jump ahead to the conclusion of the episode. What are your thoughts? Could this – all right, not these particular videos – but the overall concept of a cousin of an offshoot species of bipedal primate. First of all right, just for some point of reference, Kyle, do you believe in Sasquatch?
Yes.
Okay. So if you believe that there's the possibility of Sasquatch, of a large North American bipedal.
I think hope is a better word than believe.
Okay.
I have doubt in my mind. Unfortunately, the more stuff I see on it, the more I'm like, this is a local legend kept alive through storytelling and keeps something that small towns exciting in the Northwest.
What about the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of eyewitness testimonies from credible people who are like, yeah, I saw a thing that wasn't a bear and it wasn't a human. I don't know what it was, but it was a giant hairy thing.
Then if it's by that, how many times do people see, Elvis? How many times do people see angels to prove the existence of God? I hope it's real. And my thing is, less believing exactly in Sasquatch and more allowing the idea that there's a lot of still unexplored areas of this world, of this planet, that something could successfully hide in. Now, if somebody saw it once or twice, yeah. And then out of the woodwork, you want to be part of a legend. Oh, I saw a ghost once. I did that once. Just the ways people want to be a part of stuff. I think that muddies the water, or is Bigfoot an interdimensional time traveler? Does Bigfoot have a portal somewhere hidden? And that would explain the regional things. Bigfoot knows where the portals are. Also, we're talking about an already questionable idea of a creature that's in Florida, where people do meth and sit in the swamp. And see things. Florida has the whole city of all the circus freaks, for lack of a word. Town full of that. Yeah, it was big because
where is that
Crab Claw guy murdered his wife?
Crab Claw guy.
Guy with like crab hands.
Oh, back in the 30s or 40s, Lobster Boy.
Lobster Boy, yeah. And there's a whole community.
That's right.
Florida's an exciting. Lobster's an exciting place. Oh, good. The lawn stopped. Yeah.
All right. My point is, though, if you entertain the possibility of Sasquatch being legit, then why couldn't there be little offshoot species such as a skunk ape down in the Everglades? Isolated shit.
No, I agree with that. I'm not saying there can't be, but also in a tropical environment where people are already keeping exotic animals outside in cages because they can exist there, and then you have a place that also has treacherous hurricanes on top of questionable individuals who might be harboring exotic pets that if those animals that if those animals got out would thrive in their locale.
Yeah.
That's a drastically more probable scenario.
Well, in regards to like exotic pets, people keeping crazy snakes and reptiles and shit like that, but a 7-foot hairy upright beast got out of its cage.
An orangutan got out of its cage.
Orangutan aren't 7 feet tall.
How do you know anything 7 feet tall in these videos?
I can just tell.
You can tell.
I could tell.
Gibson Town is where all the circus.
Gibson Town. What part of the state is that? Does it have it on the map?
Gulfside Central. Okay. Near Tampa.
Boy, Tampa. Tampa's interesting.
Sideshow Wintering Town. Just think about that. Sideshow Wintering Town. Where the sideshows go to winter.
I mean, I get your point. I mean,
it's a town full of circus people.
I totally get that.
And then next to the town full of circus people, someone saw a skunk ape. Florida, man.
You got some Tampa stories, don't you?
Do I have Tampa stories?
I thought you had some Tampa stories. You ever hang out in Ybor City?
I know that Ybor City.
Ybor City on a Friday night.
Who's that?
Jason Isbell lyric.
Oh, really?
He's so high the street girls wouldn't take my pay. Told me to come back on a better day. It's too drunk to even get a prostitute.
You go to Ybor City and it's not a place you think would be romanticized. But Hold Steady also brings up Ybor City. It's a weird little place.
What's the deal? Was that retrofitted or is that like an old historic district? The cobblestones and all the weirdness in Ybor City?
I think it's probably old historic district. Yeah. You know, like a lot of that south with the French influence and, like New Orleans, that type of architecture, the French with the iron, wrought iron gates and everything. You see that throughout various places there.
Yeah.
But, I did a couple tours through there.
Yeah. Oh, you did a last second show in Tampa one time. Do you remember that about a year or two ago? Like,
I was down there, Brooks Wheel and I were shooting a movie down in Tampa. Yeah. Yeah, we went to a pizza place late at night drinking, and the woman just kept saying, "Yeah, I know I'm just a pizza bitch." And Brooks and I were like, "Nobody's calling. Would you stop saying that about yourself?" Sorry, no Brooks Whelan knew his wine.
At a pizza place
at 2 in the morning while someone kept calling herself pizza bitch.
Oh, that's
I was trying to switch Cabernets and Merlots in front of him to see if he could tell. He could.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Brooks knows his wine.
Didn't peg him as a sommelier.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't think you have to be a sommelier just to know that one's a different type. Either way, it's like putting Popeyes and KFC in front.
Oh,
you'll know the difference.
Yeah, we should do that. We should do
chicken taste test.
Blind chicken taste test. I guarantee I could get it.
All right.
Because they first of all KFC, I might get KFC confused with a dead possum. But other than that,
fighting words out there.
KFC fucking sucks.
Popeyes have sandwiches?
They used to have these little zingers. They've discontinued
it. What a maligned word throughout food.
At least in the Southeast regions, in those markets, they've discontinued the zinger, who's basically just a chicken strip on a little mini bun.
Yeah.
But
I ate some KFC in China.
Ugh.
They really go heavy on the mayo out there.
Really?
I don't know. I think I just saw a white guy. Like, they love this shit. Dump the mayo on there. Which I do, but it can be too much. Well, I'm going to say I will apply my theory about Bigfoot to the skunk ape.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of area that's hard to explore down there.
Mm-hmm.
Anything's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's loose circus animals.
Well, here's
that people are seeing.
Here's an angle I go back to a lot, regardless if it's Sasquatch or Yowie or whomever.
Mm-hmm.
I always yield the floor to the natives.
And oh, okay. All right.
The Native Americans down in the Everglades, the Seminoles and some of those other tribes. A lot of history with seeing
So it has
hairy beasts walking around on 2 feet.
It has a Native American.
There's just a lot of Native American references to it.
You know? Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Well, you could have led with that.
Oh, yeah.
Staying saying one guy in 2013 saw it.
Well, no, I thought it was assumed that this isn't just one guy.
He's out there huffing paint in the swamp.
No, this isn't just some new phenomenon. This has been around for ages.
But the only proof we have are 2 blurry videos and a picture of an orangutan. All right.
Oh, God.
Well, a compelling tale nonetheless.
I can't breathe. I'd rather just be puking my guts out. At least I got something to show for it.
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
Congestion's a drag. Let's cut you loose here, Dave.
Gotta go eat some ramen or some pho.
Problem with that is the noodles. Yeah, still hit you.
That's true.
Get a broth heavy stew.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get you taken care of. Let's get you geared up. Coughing all over my fucking house.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
I get it.
This dude fascinates me. I totally believe that there could – I feel like the – granted, geographically it's not as vast, but I feel like I treat the Everglades the same way I treat Pacific Northwest. It's just – there's a lot of uncharted territory down there in those swamps. You don't fuck around in the swamps. Gators and snakes.
When indigenous people all have a story of a large – now, here's something to explore. Our indigenous people, without all the distractions of modern man, much like, you know, certain people are spiritual and are more in tune to seeing things like spirits, is Bigfoot, is it an entity more than a physical, three-dimensional creature? Does that explain limited sightings by more Native American people always have a legend of it because they're more in tune to that? Or are they always making up shit to explain things? Oh, that's a wolf spirit. Nope, that's a sort of a hairy man spirit. That's the spirit.
That's an interesting
trying
angle.
That's their Jesus and a piece of toast.
Uh-huh.
Is the hairy man spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could apply the same logic and rationale that they may be using to people, to Christians and Bible.
And coming up with, oh, no, yeah. I had a vision.
Yeah.
I had a vision that told me to do that. Maybe the big hairy ape man was always the guy like, oh, food's this way. Well, you know, would lead him to, would take one member of the tribe, the chief of the tribe, or whoever can see the spirits more.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it said go this way. Pilgrimages, just like everything else. Oh, no, the Lord wants us to go this way. So that's another way to say it.
That's true.
That's the way to look at it.
There's a dude who's basically dedicated his life to finding Bigfoot or skunk ape. God damn it, I don't have him in my notes. But I don't think this guy's going to help my case with you. But this dude's a bit of a yahoo.
No shit. a guy spends his life looking for shitty Bigfoot? Yeah.
Hold on, where's this dude? God damn. Oh, well. Oh, here he is, this dude here. What's his name? That's good podcasting right here. What's his name? Hold up, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This dude spent 30 years wandering around the swamps and... He's got a bunch of shit on YouTube and stuff. And then he revealed, he tells a story. And then towards the end, he was like, yeah, I was in prison for 10 years. It's like, oh, well, okay.
Entertaining nonetheless.
That's pretty cool.
Well, let's bring it home.
All right.
You got a recipe? You got anything delicious?
No, I haven't.
You've done giving away all your secrets. You blew your wad.
No, I got more recipes. I just haven't been cooking a lot lately. I've been
Stepping out with the gal, having fancier meals.
Well, that and the exact opposite, too. Just a lot of 7-Eleven.
A lot of zingers in the van.
Been eating a lot of just processed meats. So I'm trying to do the no-carb thing. I'm just eating Slim Jims and pork rinds.
Yeah, it's going to work out great.
Anything to plug, buddy? Let's plug the shows we're doing, even though they're 4 months away. Up in the...
I'm gonna plug something that's this weekend.
Yeah, what's that?
Be in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Ooh,
part of the JFL Northwest Fest. I think I'm at the Rio Theater Saturday night. Get them tickets.
Should go out to the Vancouver Island.
I know. Ooh, I just finished that. Did you finish season two?
I haven't finished it yet. Is it in good?
Unexpected.
Okay.
How far are you at?
I haven't watched much since we last talked about it. I'm probably about 3 or 4 episodes in.
Oh, buddy.
And
buddy.
Unlike season one where I narrowed it down to about 3 in season one, and I was correct. The winner was in that 3. I have no idea. I have no idea who's going to win season
one,
2.
I finished it last night. Unexpected winner.
Really? Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. But it was... Yeah.
No spoilers.
I want you to see it because then, yeah.
All right. I'll catch up on it.
But Vancouver. Anyway, yeah. I'm in Vancouver Saturday night. Then I'm in Friday night. Shit. Fuck. No, Saturday. What? I'm looking at my calendar. Oh, I see what I did. No, Friday. Yeah, Friday. Friday the 2nd. Positive.
Uh-huh. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vancouver. If not... Hey, when are you coming here? Where are you here? Just Google my name in a city that's biggest one near you and see what comes up. But then I'll be in Sioux Falls and Minneapolis and a bunch of other stuff next week.
What are you doing in Minneapolis?
Cedar Cultural Center.
Oh, cool.
Sold it out. So proud of myself. Added a second show. Not many tickets.
That's
moved for that second show.
Still, that's good, buddy.
So if you want to see a weird show, come to the second one. Big hall, about 30 people in it.
And we're going to be, where are we going to be? We're going to be in Seattle, May 8th.
Seattle, May. You're plugging May?
Yeah.
You think people are writing down May dates right now?
May 8th, I'll be warming up. I'll be the opening act.
We're doing a show.
For
we're doing a
Uncle
show.
Barbecue. Where is that? Neptune Theater?
Neptune Theater on the 8th.
And we'll be in Spokane. And then Arcata.
Yeah. Maybe some live dates.
Yeah, there. Try to do a live, one or two live podcasts. We'll try to get that squared away. So that should be fun.
Sell them gigs.
Yeah. Well, good times, buddy. Yeah, Florida Skunk Ape, I give it a big old thumbs up.
All right. I think Ape is the only, yes, Florida Ape. If you said it's Florida Ape.
Uh-huh.
Like it smells bad.
Yeah,
it's a fucking ape. Have you ever been to the primate house in a zoo? They all smell bad.
Dave Sheely is the guy's name, the skunk ape researcher. Look him up. Sheely, Shealy. He's an interesting character. He looks like he lives in the Everglades.
Dave Sheely?
Dave Sheely.
Captain Dave Sheely? Yeah.
He's got a cowboy hat with gator teeth in it.
He gives himself – oh, no, with – yeah. Skunk ape headquarters. Oh, this is the guy who has the skunkape.biz.
That seems about right.
This guy has hidden secrets in the swamp. That's how he saw the skunk ape. He's out there burying an ex-girlfriend. All right. That's what I'm putting on.
All right.
We did it.
Well, good times. All right. Yeah, you know the drill.
Yes.
Holler at your boys.
Holler at your boys.
The Boogie Monster.
Thank you.